It is 2:40. More for you now on the big story of the day. Former President Jimmy Carter says his cancer is also on four small spots on his brain and that he will immediately start radiation treatment. Carter announced last week that liver surgery found cancer that has spread to other parts of his body.
Well, joining us to talk about all this, Dr. Richard Besser, ABC News Chief Health and Medical Editor. Dr. Besser, great to have you back. Thank you so much.
No, you're very welcome.
We understand that you're not involved in President Carter's treatments, but Mr. Carter did tell us that four spots of melanoma were found on his brain. Explain the seriousness of this diagnosis.
Metastatic melanoma is a very serious, aggressive form of cancer. When people think about melanoma, you think about a skin cancer, and it is the most deadly form of skin cancer. But when it's picked up early, it tends to be readily treatable. Metastatic melanoma is something that tends not to be curable, but with certain forms of treatment, you can prolong someone's life and the quality of their life. This is one of the cancers that's most likely to metastasize or go to the brain. And so it's not surprising that they found spots there. But what is different is that the spots they found were very, very tiny. And that's because our ability to detect things in our brain, the imaging has gotten so much better. So what they're going to do is target those with radiation. They're not going to irradiate his whole brain, which can be quite debilitating. Here, he was talking about his head or his face being put in a mask so that they can immobilize him. And that way, they're going to be able to put those beams of radiation right where those spots are and hopefully stop them from continuing to grow.
Hasn't there been a breakthrough in treating this kind of cancer in recent years?
There have been a number of breakthroughs. You know, this is one of those cancers where there hadn't been much you could do for people, but this kind of radiation is very helpful. And then he's getting a drug that was just licensed a number of months ago, and it's a new class, a relatively new class of drugs called immune modulators. And what it does is it helps his own body. It boosts his own immune system to help it go after and fight these cancer cells. And there's a couple things about that. One is that it's pretty cool because it allows your own body to do what it's designed to do. But the other thing is it's less toxic. The side effects are not as severe, not nearly as severe as what you get with traditional chemotherapy, which is a poison and goes after your cancer cells, but also damages a lot of your own cells.
Now, Mr. Carter is 90. How much does age affect his treatment and ability to survive?
Well, you know, if you think about someone who's healthy at 90, life expectancy is only a few years. If you think about somebody who is 90 and has cancer, what really matters is what shape are they in. And, you know, he has led and continues to lead a very active life. He's been in great health. Mentally and physically, he's been in great shape. And so, you know, the doctors that I talk to, the cancer specialists, they expect that he's going to be able to weather this treatment just like somebody who was younger. And, you know, there are a lot of younger people who are in much worse physical shape than the former president. And what I was really struck by in that press conference was his attitude, which is just so positive. And you know, when you think about mind-body connection, going into this with a positive attitude really counts for a lot.
Dr. Besser, we thank you for your time as always.
You're very welcome.
Again, that is Dr. Richard Besser, ABC News Chief Health and Medical Editor.